are here at AirVenture 2022. This is EAA Radio, and we are talking with the people who illustrate this show. Please introduce yourself to everybody so we can talk about what you guys do and how you do it, which is really important.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm Connor Madison. I'm the staff photographer here at EAA.
I'm Mary Madison. I'm a new volunteer this year for the, I'm the photo team executive assistant.
And are you related?
Yes, I'm Connor's mom.
So this is totally cool, Connor, because it goes to what I was suspecting. The photographers that you bring in from all over the world for this show, there's a lot of legacy going on. It's not just Connor's mom running the place, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, and I only started as a volunteer with this team in 2017. So I, you know, kind of new to the fold, not new to AirVenture per se. But yeah, a lot of them have been coming for a long time. And, you know, they welcomed me when I was a volunteer and then, you know, see me as the leader when I took over as in that position. And it's an amazing group of people. Yeah.
So, Connor, it sounds like this is your full-time all-year job, right? What about the rest of them?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm the only full-time staff. The rest of them, I mean, it's just a broad group of people. Few of them are photographers, you know, at home. That's their job. But we've got engineers, pilots, just all sorts of different people.
And do they fit the category of photography enthusiast, or is there maybe more in their life outside AirVenture that involves photography?
I would say no to the first part. I would all consider them pretty much professional photographers. I mean, a lot of them are the best at what they do.
They just happen not to do it to put bread on the table as their day job, right?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a hobby on the side. You know, it's the escape from work, which is kind of what it was for me before it was full-time, but that's how it works out.
If you invest the amount that these people invest in their equipment, you're a professional photographer.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's like some of the pilots out here, what they've got invested time and money and skill acquisition to get the job done. But this is a goat rope. You really signed on for something very, very interesting this year.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling good. I'm just looking at something fun to do, meet new people, and that's what AirVenture has always been for us. Legacy-wise, I want to tell you, with our family, it started with my grandmother volunteering in the membership tent, and my dad and uncles also worked for the membership tent for membership for decades, and I always thought that I'd start in membership until Connor jumped into the photo area, and then this year said, you know, hey, Mom, do you want to come drive for me? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? It'll be fun.
How do you keep track of all the possible subjects and all the possible uses of these images so that you, at the end of the day, feel like, okay, today's over, we covered that well, or we covered that okay? How do you work through that?
Yeah, well, a lot of long nights, right? So I have a spreadsheet, and thankfully, you know, I work with a great staff that's good about getting all the specific things they want to me before the event, and I email that all of the specific things out to the team. But then I break the grounds kind of into maybe five sections, I think it is, and I keep a certain number of people in each of those sections. And you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you look and see. So I know that I have someone kind of in every area of the grounds, and I know they're all capable of covering that really well. So it's, you know, just many, many people before me tried different strategies, and we kind of worked our way to this works really great. So.
Now, one of the other things I want to warn people is that this is not a as-you-can-get-it kind of thing. A lot of these shots, a lot of the stuff that you do, particularly as it gets technical and you get into air-to-air, is highly planned. There is a huge safety aspect to it, and there is absolutely no jumping in the airplane, let's go shoot a couple pictures of your airplane.
The air-to-air shoots in particular, that's That is, and actually, it's so funny enough, we're meeting outside because our air-to-air briefing is going on right now. But yeah, we have safety briefings every day to talk through the pilots because we don't always, the subject pilots aren't always experienced with formation. And so we have a thorough safety briefing to talk them through what they're going to do. And that's, yeah, anything you see with air-to-air, it's never, oh, this just happened. It's highly coordinated. We talk about the exact positions they want to fly. We show them example photos, what that's going to look like. And yeah, we just thoroughly brief so everyone knows what's going on with that.
It strikes me that maybe that's a thing that requires experience to make sure that not only is everybody safe, but that you get the work that you need to do. How in the world does a photographer break into shooting air-to-air? Or how do you break somebody into that?
I mean, that's every aviation photographer. That's the big question. And you kind of, for most people, you know, I was lucky enough with my position here that we have a relationship with Scott Slocum, who's, you know, renowned air-to-air photographer. And he spent a weekend with me, and we did some photo missions, you know, trained me on what was going down with that. And it's not so much the photography aspect of it isn't that much different than what you would do on the ground, per se, but really just talking about where you want the airplane and that communication between the pilots. That's really the challenge of getting it down.
If you're just joining us, I want to reintroduce our guest. Connor Madison is the staff photographer for EAA, the one person who, for EAA, shoots year-round and helps coordinate the rest of the activities, along with his mom, Mary Madison, who's been volunteering for a good long while. She drives a cart with a flag on it that says PTEA. You're going to have to tell us what that means.
I'm the photo team executive assistant, otherwise known as the photo mom.
That's great.
I love that. We were talking about safety and the fact that this is scripted. This is planned. You know where your photographers need to be each day, and you rethink that each evening, and you make sure that whatever is happening, you can get somebody there to cover it. These people are in vests, safety vests, and even on the ground, they're allowed to go places that the general crowd is not allowed to go, but only because they've been briefed. Is that correct?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, there's more limitations now just with safety and everything. But yeah, we talk about, you know, where we can and can't go. And yeah.
And how to handle other people's airplanes, too, when you're taking photography. There are a lot of very interesting airplanes out here, but they're also very unique. Fragile. Some of them are museum pieces, really, that are flying museum pieces. And you can't just go over and start opening doors and that's...
Right, yep. Yeah, I would say, actually, I think most of my team, we're all probably aviation enthusiasts first, you know, and then, like, we do photography because that's the best way to, you know, capture all the awesome stuff you see. So yeah, they have, you know, the utmost respect for people's airplanes, and a handful of them, they're pilots themselves. They've restored airplanes. Yeah, they know the safety aspect of that for sure.
Well, there's a lot of depth to the crew this year. Mary, how many people do you have shooting for EAA at the show this week?
I think the photo team is roughly 30 members.
Yeah, 30, yeah. 30 roughly. Yep.
And like you said earlier, from all over. One of the there's a group from Florida. One of the guys is from Iowa. The guy that came in today is from England.
Yeah, Ed's from England. Yeah, it's his first time back in 3 years because due to the COVID. Well, we didn't have it in 2020, and then he couldn't get through with still the COVID travel restrictions. So, yeah, and it's really cool because even, you know, what my favorite thing about AirVenture itself is you're just here with, you know, 100,000, more than 100,000 people, and we all have one thing in common, right? We're here to see airplanes, and it's amazing. But then with us on the photo crew, see, we have that in common, but then, you know, we all, like, photographers think in a unique way, weird way, whatever you want to say about it.
Yeah, you're all looking for the butter light and the perfect angle because you're telling a story with a picture. Mm-hmm. Over and over and over again. And you tell this story so brilliantly.
I have a couple of behind the scenes or technique questions. Yeah. What advice do you give prosumer or amateur photographers if they want to, you know, figure out how to take the perfect shot here? What kind of advice from the pros can you give?
Perfect shot? I mean, just never stop taking photos, you know. This is maybe probably the most unique air show event where, you know, we have 24 hours. You can, if you're on the grounds, you can be taking photos. There's all sorts of daylight. You just got to keep at it. It's a repetition, you know, will make you get better.
365.
365. Yeah, when I was in college, I did a project where I took a photo every day for a year, and it's a well-known project within the photography community because it's by repetition. If you take a photo every day, you're inherently going to get better because you're using the camera.
Absolutely.
And then the other question I had for you is, what is your favorite technique that people may not recognize or may not know that you do? What do you think is the most interesting, most productive, most gorgeous way to approach shooting an airplane?
I think my favorite technique, and this is kind of maybe a trade secret, but so Camden Thrasher, who's a really good friend of mine and one of my volunteers, he's my favorite photographer in the world. He's primarily a motorsports photographer, but he works with extremely slow shutter speeds. We're talking like below 1/30th of a second, slower and slower and slower. And there's a technique where you stand, you put as many possible objects as possible between you and the subject, and you pan through it at a ridiculously slow speed, and you get all these streaks of motion blur, and then you see your subject in between there. People have to figure it out for themselves.
Think forest when he says objects. Yeah, think yeah. You're or, in the
well,
forest.
I'll give you an example here at Oshkosh. So if you stand on the corner across the road from the Brown Arch and then pan subjects taking off, it can be done. It's very cool. But you need a long lens, and then of course steady hand, and just try it a lot. It'll take a lot to succeed at it. But that's my favorite. I think it gives the most unique photo, gives a sense of speed for sure. That's the big thing, and all the color is just something different for sure.
That's Connor Madison, who's the staff photographer for EAA, who helps along with the photo team executive assistant, his mom Mary Madison, coordinate the activities of the people who illustrate AirVenture 2022. You're listening to EAA Radio.